And I'm James, and welcome to
Let's Talk.
Welcome back to episode 3. I'm having so much fun doing these.
Me too.
Do you know what? I'm glad, because imagine, I'm like, yeah, we're having a great time, and you're just like, nah, I'm done, mate.
Face like fun.
Yeah. Okay. She's having a bad morning, guys. She's having a bad morning. No, we're having a great time. And this week, we are talking about, drumroll please, it's radio. And for those of you who don't know much about Bamalan Productions, the company that makes this podcast, so we focused on doing radio and audio drama podcast because I don't know about you, Danny, did you do much radio at drama school?
We did. We had classes in, was it third year? Yeah, third year.
This is the thing, like, a lot of schools don't do it until the very end or do, like, a term of it. But we did radio pretty much the whole of our training, and it really stuck with me. And when I graduated, I really wanted to do something. So we started making these audio dramas, and it's turned into a little bit of success, which is lovely, and obviously allows us to spawn things like this podcast, which is really exciting. But yeah, that's what Bamalan does. If you want to go and check out all of our previous work, just search for the Midweek Drama on whatever you listen to your podcasts on, and you can have a listen. There's loads of episodes, 30 minutes long, an hour long, little short ones that are 10 minutes. Like, you'll find something for you on there.
They're all fabulous.
You know what I mean? We've got a self-plug, haven't we? Or where would we be? So this brings us on to topic one of today's Let's Talk. And let's talk about radio. What do we love about it? What do you love about radio, Danny?
I love, this is kind of linked to my video later, so I'm, you know, looking ahead. But I love that you can be anyone on the radio.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Your accent can change, like your voice quality can change, if you have that ability to do it, which a lot of actors...
If you have the ability.
A lot of actors do, to be fair. But yeah, you can just have fun, and it doesn't matter what you look like, you're just your voice.
Yeah.
And so it can be really, really creative.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It's one of my favourite things, because you know I love an accent.
Oh yeah.
I love a voice change, and I just love being able to completely lose myself in creating this sort of character. But yeah, I totally agree with that. Funny you say that about actors being able to do it. But I've got a bit of a reputation at the minute for hating on Jodie Comer. Which I don't. I love you, Jodie. I know you're listening. But no, I genuinely don't. I just don't. I never understood the hype of everyone going, oh my God, her Villanelle accents in Killing Eve. And I'm like, doing an accent, changing your voice, to me, is like the very basic thing of acting. Yeah. But then, actually, you saying that, it isn't every actor, like, every actor can't do it. And I know what directing stuff for Bamalan, and I've maybe hired actors who said, yeah, I can do multiple voices. And or just in passing, I've said, oh, could you fill in for this extra character? I just need you to sound like it's not you, so do a different voice. And they'll do, like, if the lines... Well, let's take the topic. Say, what do we love about radio? And they'll go, okay, what do we love about radio? And I'll go, perfect. Now do it in a different character's voice. What do we love about radio? And I'm like, that was the same.
No, different.
Yeah,
different
completely different. And then they're like, oh, yeah, like a bit lower. Yeah, try that. What do we love about radio? And I'm like, if I mean change your voice, change your voice. Yeah, so I've had many a funny interaction with that. So what are our experiences with radio? I mean, I think you can talk about this, can't you? We've had a very, very unique experience with radio together.
We have. So in one of the lockdowns, or whenever it was, we entered a festival, a new writing festival called Ink. I think the whole festival is called Ink. But they do other things, don't they? They do new writing for plays, new writing for audio drama.
Loads. Definitely check them out. They're fantastic.
Yeah, I think they're based in Suffolk, aren't they?
Yeah, down that way. Yeah.
And they I can't remember what the criteria was. Was there a criteria, or was I think
there was. Well, it had to be like 2-3 minutes, didn't it?
Yeah.
I remember the time restriction because we were madly cutting away at things. And obviously, this is one thing about radio. Sometimes you have to fit slots to go around DJs who are really tied into doing different segments, aren't they? So you have to hit this, you have to hit that, you have to... we also got told we couldn't use any
swear words,
so we had to go back and cut a few of those out.
But I think there was some sort of criteria for the theme of it, but I can't remember what it was.
No, I can't off the top of my head.
But we wrote a short piece and recorded it ourselves in this kind of fashion, like had a microphone on, we're on FaceTime. I literally made a little cave in my brother's bedroom because my brother wasn't there at the time because he was at uni. So I made this cave out of duvets and like sat in it and read the script. And it was called Bottled Up.
Bottled Up, indeed.
Bottled Up. And it was about Gemma and Tim. A working class family in a middle class world. And we were really lucky we got it. So it got selected for the festival and it got played on BBC Radio Suffolk.
It did. I think we went a bit above and beyond. I don't think, because normally I think the idea was we'd submit a script and Ink Festival would record it and then put it out.
Yeah.
But obviously we were like, we've written this, we've recorded it. Please have it. And what was it? Is it Julia? I feel like it was...
Yeah, Julia.
Julia, she was lovely. And yeah, it was just really great. You went on the radio, didn't you? You had a little chat about it.
Yes, I did. I remember I was at work and I was working in a sports bar of all places, which when I say sports bar, people are like, oh, you know, tennis, badminton or football. Is that... No. Pool and snooker.
Nothing wrong with a bit of pool and snooker.
No, nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't say it's a sport, but, you know.
Well, I mean, maybe that's an episode we need to talk about.
What is a sport?
What is a sport?
From two absolute experts.
You know, hey, I'm quite good at the old foot of the ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, now that we've discovered you love your football, you know, you love your rugby.
I love my rugby. I'm saying this, I like tennis as well, so I do like quite a few. I am actually quite a sports loving person. Don't talk to me about cricket.
No, we don't go near that.
Oh, no.
Unless there's Pims, we don't go
unless
near
there's
it.
Pims. Yeah, definitely the alcohol. Oh gosh. Yeah, so we wrote that. That was put on. That was really lovely. I remember the guy talking to you, and obviously because you were the only one that went on to talk live, and I got you on in the background. And I remember him complimenting the production quality.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this is really nice. You've got the send on the volume. So it's coming out of the left ear, the right ear. And I was like, yes, I know. I programmed that in myself.
And I'm there going, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, obviously, when you know someone, you know when they're like, I haven't got a clue what you're talking about. And it's... I've got Danny down to a T when I know she just hasn't got a clue. And it was the, yes.
Yes, James edited that.
In the back of your head, please don't talk to me, I'm on live radio, I don't know what to say.
I know. And my boss was so sweet at the bar. Because I obviously told him, like, oh, I'm going to be on the radio at like 8:30 tonight. But I was in the middle of my shift and I was like, can I take the call? Because, like, you know, it's live. And he was like, yeah, just take the key to the office, go upstairs at the sports bar. So they called me as I was pulling a pint and I'm like, oh, hello. And they're like, well, you're not on air yet. Like, you're going to go on in a couple of minutes. So I'm running up to the office and then I'm waiting in the office, like on hold or whatever it is, for him to come on. And then he's like, hello.
I love it. Interestingly, going back to what you said about how we recorded that, about you making your little pillow fort. Mm. That's one of my favourite things about what radio and audio drama and podcasting can be, is you can do it anywhere. You don't need the most expensive equipment. You can get a good mic, I always think's good, but you can get cheap recording equipment. You don't have to have the best. But, I mean, if you I'm trying to think of some of the free ones, like Audacity is what I used to use before I had... before I got my Mac to deal with all the more expensive stuff. But you can literally get plug-in ones that are like a USB plug-in, and you can record something for yourself and just be as free and creative as you like, as we were talking about. So it is really accessible now, especially as we're moving forward and getting more technologically advanced. Welcome to Let's Talk Videos. This is fastly becoming my favourite part of the whole show. Like, I really do.
Me too, actually.
So we have, as ever, two videos prepped. One from me, one from Danny, ready to go. And this week, we're using the theme of the power of radio. So, Danny, would you like to go first this week?
Oh, thank you ever so much.
So I'm going to click your link. And don't forget, you can do this at home. Head on to Facebook, Twitter. The links are all there for you to watch along. And it's a Joe Lycett video, so I'm already excited.
Joe Lycett and Graham Norton.
Could my day get any better?
Retweets, sir.
Now, you do talk about growing up in Birmingham because you don't sound, to my ear anyway, you don't sound like you're from Birmingham.
No, I've got a lilt.
So, pause immediately. Joe Lycett doesn't sound like he's from Birmingham. Graham, are you having a giraffe? Of course he does. But I am from Birmingham, so I suppose.
Yeah, so and you would know.
He is very soft Birmingham.
So, are you... I mean, you'll be familiar with the Brummie accent, but are you familiar with the Brummie accent?
Joe Lycett asking Nicole Kidman if she's familiar with the Brummie accent.
I knew you'd love this.
That's where it's real fun. So in the Black Country, they've got Dudley. Proper, like, Dudley. They should have talked like, I've got no neck and no future.
Got no neck and no future. Oh, my God.
I went on a speed awareness course in the Black Country last year because I'm an absolute badass. And I
I love Joe Lycett.
There was a woman at the back who I became obsessed with because she, like, just had no respect for the whole course. And she, the guy came out and he's really patronising. He was going like, why do we speed, guys? Why do we speed? And she went, because I'm in a rush.
Because I'm in a rush.
And he said, any reasons why it might be justifiable to speed? And I didn't chip, like, no one was chipping in because I didn't want to speak. Mm. And she just went, well, if there's an emergency, if you've got to take someone to hospital. And he went, no, that's not a reason. You've still got to be safe. If you hit someone on the way to hospital, that's two people going to hospital. And she went, that's lucky I'm going that way. Give him a lift.
That's lucky I'm going that way. I'll give him a lift. Joe Lycett doing his parking ticket things. You seen that?
Yeah.
So funny. Go watch them if you haven't already. Go on then, tell me the power of radio. How does this link?
Even though it's a clip of the Graham Norton couch, the Graham Norton show, I just thought it was so funny because obviously you've got Nicole Kidman, she's Australian.
Yeah.
She's Australian. And then Stephen Fry and then Joe Lycett. And Graham, actually, to be fair, all different accents.
Yeah.
And then just the way Joe Lycett, like, flips between the two, and Nicole Kidman's literally like, sorry, what did you just say?
It's always fantastic when you get someone who's Geordie on. Or Scottish. There was a great example when Cheryl Cole went over to America. They tried to put her on the American X Factor, didn't they? And they had to, like, let her go because they were like, we don't know what she's saying.
Yeah, no one understood her. But yeah, I just thought it was so good. Like, just the accents and everything. And if you shut your eyes, he could be two different people.
Yeah, it's so powerful what you can do with your voice. The best thing that I was ever taught at drama school was your voice is an instrument. And the moment you think of it like an instrument, you practice it, you find out where the notes are, what the instrument can do. Like, the moment you think of it like that, it changes the way you can use it. Great video. Love that.
Shall we move on to your video?
Yeah.
Did you want me to watch the 59 minutes?
I don't want you to watch 59. I mean, you should do. Definitely go away. Everybody have a listen to the whole thing because it's marvelous. But yeah, the opening.
In the War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
It's very nostalgic.
Yeah. I wish you could all see the jig that Shammy's just done to accompany that opening section.
Ladies and gentlemen, the director of the Mercury Theatre and star of
Orson
these broadcasts,
Orson Welles, eat your heart out.
Orson Welles.
Wow.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's.
God, that's amazing. You can still hear that own. Recording today.
We know the link now that I've posted there, being 2011 remastered, as it say?
Yeah.
So from 1938, for those of you who don't know, so Orson Welles did a reading of the novel of the same name by H.G. Wells.
And
it actually caused a bit of a stir. Because people joined in halfway through the broadcast. And
serene in the
new
assurance of their dominion
throughout.
Over this small
and people actually believed
solar driftwood,
that there was an alien invasion
which by chance or design,
so there was like hysteria, there was panic and all from this because it was so believable in places gulf. And I just think for me that's the reason why I picked it, because jungle, radio can be so powerful, like we were saying earlier, it's so believable that someone can be so different.
Regarded this earth
the, what you can do
eyes,
with it, my favourite part of editing
and
any audio drama that we
us.
Do is creating the sound effects, so you can literally have spaceships. You're not limited to special effects or anything like that that you would be if you were writing for TV, shall we say?
Yeah.
So I've written a zombie apocalypse type survival thing, and I remember the freedom in writing it. In like the opening scene, we evacuate a suburban town, and there's tanks and trucks rolling through, there's someone on a megaphone, there's like bombs going off, there's so much going on, and I was like, can you imagine me trying to pitch this to the BBC? Like, excuse me, I'm going to need a £50 million budget to get this opening scene done.
Yeah, just the opening scene.
Honestly, and if you listen to the War of the Worlds, the full broadcast, the quality of what they were doing, like there's a moment where the aliens start attacking, and the destruction and the screams that you hear, it's second to none. It's it's an absolute masterclass in just storytelling. So go away, watch it please, because I think it's that.
About 5 minutes in, the music is great.
Yeah. Head to 5 minutes in, ladies and gentlemen, you've got Dami's music approval there. Welcome back, and we move on to the final section of today's radio pod. And I just want to take a minute to talk about the rise of the podcast. So in the last sort of 5 years, we've seen podcasts really come back. Well, not come back, arrive, I suppose. And the returns more of audio as a valid medium. Like, I remember growing up, if you said you like watch The Archers, like you weren't cool, and it was seen as, oh, it's a bit fuddy-duddy for the elderly, it's what your grandma listens to. But actually the quality of storytelling in The Archers is impeccable, and the fact that they've been churning out for how many years now, it's like ridiculously long running. And I just think audio is such a powerful medium, and it was almost sort of looked down on for so long. But now it's really coming back into its own with podcasts. And not only that, like other audio mediums, so like book reading, so like Audible and any sort of audio books, they're really helpful, especially if you've got dyslexia maybe and you struggle to read or follow along to things like that. So, I mean, what are your feelings? Do you think... is it more personable than theatre?
Oh, what a good question. I think it's more accessible to a lot of people because you can just go on, you know, Spotify. If you don't have a premium account, it's free. And then a lot of Apple stuff is like the podcast app. That's all free, isn't it? I think.
I think there's a couple of paid ones, but predominantly.
Yeah, predominantly free. So you can literally just go on, search for stuff, and you know, you can listen to Idris Elba talk about, you know, coupledom, or you can listen to...
What are those ones that send you to sleep and you can, like, have Tom Hardy talk you to sleep?
Oh, yeah.
Harry Styles.
Oh, I think, yeah, there was Calm did a series, didn't they, with them on their app. So that was good. But yeah, you can, or you can listen to like current affairs or topics that you wouldn't normally think to listen to, like the rise of, you know, true crime podcasts is unbelievable. People love that stuff.
We are obsessed a bit with serial killers, aren't we?
Yeah, we are a bit strange, but oh well. And then you've got My Dad Wrote a Porno, which is just hilarious. So
I was recommended that in drama school. And yeah,
what, that you write a porno?
Can you imagine? I think I'd write a really good one. I started writing, my friends will tell you this, it started out as a joke, but now I actually think I need to pursue it as a real subject. But I started writing joke Lord of the Rings fan fiction as porno.
Oh my god.
And there was a lot of moist hobbits and talks of scabbards and entering and exiting things.
Oh god. Orcs, it's just like any period drama.
Any period filth. Yeah, literally filth. But maybe one day they'll see the light of day. But yeah, I totally agree with you though, in all seriousness. I think audio is so accessible now, and you can find what you actually want to listen to. If it is like, because if you sat someone down and was like, do you want to listen to true crime stuff and what people have done to hurt other people, you go, no. But if you find it of your own accord and you actually like get engaged with it, I think it's really, I think that's great. And obviously, My Dad Wrote a Porno, who sat down and thought, yeah, that's going to be a award-winning or like cultural phenomenon. But it is. And I think it relies, though, and this is where I think it's a bit of a grey area, the self sort of understanding of what quality is. So I think the quality can dip quite massively between some of these well-produced podcasts.
Yeah.
Some of the mid-range podcasts like ours. Are we mid? No, we're high quality. We're high quality. But yeah, and then the difference of recording in your bedroom on your own. I think, but at the same time, some of the Billie Eilish is a classic example of audio recording. Billie records everything in that, well, I won't say tiny bedroom, it's not tiny, but in her bedroom that's packed with stuff. Her and Phineas are in there together and they record, like, well, the whole of When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, that was done in a bedroom. And I'm like, that's insane that you can produce something of that quality in that space. But you can. Goes back to your pillow fort idea again.
There you go,
And that is a good, a really bloody good thing to know. Anyone who wants to do audio, anyone who wants to create anything with a microphone, just get your blanket, throw it over the top of you and the microphone. Make sure it's not touching the mic, but throw it over the top of you like a little bit of a teepee tent. And it deadens the sound. So you will sound incredible. If you're recording your first album and you want good vocals, just stick a blanket over you and it'll be a good story to tell. Story to tell on Graham Norton when you get on there.
Exactly. When you get there. Oh, I also think, you know, things like Audible and there's a website called Scribd, which I always called Scribd. Scribd. But they've got so many, I mean, Scribd is great because it's got, like, you know, PDFs of like musical scores and books and, you know, anything you could possibly want. But just the audiobooks are really fab. And sometimes you get them read by the writer. Like, I listened to Grown Ups by Marianne Keyes and I'm pretty sure she was reading it. I'm pretty sure. And it's just so nice, like, just to make books and literature more accessible as well.
Yeah.
You know, to a wider audience. It's just, it's sort of something that kind of, I remember as a kid, you'd get a CD of an audio book of like a Jacqueline Wilson book, and you'd be like, oh, and it was sort of the thing your mum would put on to like send you to sleep. But actually now it's just really nice to have something on in the background, and you know, people are spending a lot more time at home.
Yeah, I love it while I'm cooking, just sticking it on, because you can move around the kitchen. And obviously with Alexas now, like, you can have all your Alexas paired up and have it play around the house.
And even just the normal radio. I feel like we haven't spoken about like actual proper radio. I mean, I love BBC Radio 2. I never used to be into BBC Radio 2, and now I'm a full convert. I love it. And I just love that they're having a chat with you. Like, my favourite show is Rylan on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And I just love that he gets his mum on, and they're chatting away, and they're ringing people, and he's like, love you, babes, bye. Yeah. And just, there's like a real sense of community with the radio, and
I think, again, like I was saying to you about the Archers, the sort of stigma around being a radio listener, being an Archers listener, being a podcast fan, like, there's so many people who listen to Roiland, to Nick Grimshaw, to who's the other one? Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
Or like all those people. There's so many avid fans of each radio show. People ring in, they're joining with the competitions. There's, like you say, a real sense of community that. Sometimes, I mean, Twitter's really good for this, for TV, although it's a bit toxic and poisonous, but Twitter's kind of bridged that gap for telly to make it more accessible. When you, when you're watching a show, you can tweet along, but there's nothing there's nothing like having someone ring up live on radio. And even when it goes wrong, like, you get someone on, like, it's just so funny. Matthew Wright had a he had this issue with a recurring caller ringing up and being like, and my ex-wife's a bitch. And but he'd name her, so if she was called, like, I feel like she was called Sharon, so it, but say it was Sharon Smith. And he'd be on and he'd be talking about the topic that he'd rang in to talk about. And he'd be like, yeah, so the political climate's very difficult at the moment. And Sharon Smith's a bitch. And then there'd be like uproar, as, because it was live. They'd have to be like, oh, whoa, stop. I'm sorry. But you can, on YouTube, have a look on YouTube. It's there.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the uncertainty of radio, the fact that you can have these moments.
You never know what someone's going to say.
Literally. And when people mess up, my favorite thing with radio is when you're listening to when you're listening to a show and the song finishes and then there's just dead air,
silence, tumbleweed,
absolute tumbleweed, and then the jingle will kick in, really delayed, and then someone will pop up and you're like, you fell asleep, or you were having a chat, or you were on, like, you leant on the mute button or double tapped it. But so funny. Well, I think we've spoke about a lot there, haven't we? Should we have a roundup? What's your top radio moment?
Top radio moment would have to be listening. I'm not a massive fan of the Jeremy Vine show. Love the show, but sometimes it gets a bit heavy. That would be my only point. But someone did come on and Jeremy could not get him off the phone because he was just slating Boris Johnson and just was banging on and on about his gardens and his farm and everything. He was from the West Country and he was just,
was he?
It was, yeah, it was that bloody so Boris. Funny. He had he had very good points, but Jeremy was like, okay, just couldn't get a word in. It was so funny. What's your favourite radio moment?
Gosh, do you know what? I'm going to be cheesy. I'm going to say getting to do this with you. I had to. You're all right, I guess.
Yeah. To be fair, bottled up is...
Yeah, bottled up.
Is actually up there.
Yeah.
As number one radio moment. When we were actually on the radio.
When we were actually there.
Yeah.
I am getting to work, do this work with Bamalama, I'm really proud. I don't like to toot my own horn too much, but I'm really proud of the stuff that we've churned out. Some of the, especially the queer plays. So we did all the Bends recently. It's our most recent one at the time of recording this. No hints to what's coming soon, but yeah, I'm really proud of that sort of stuff. So I think, and I'm going to try and wrap this whole episode up in this end quote and be really philosophical and full of wisdom, but I think the most important thing about radio, like we said, it opens doors for people who don't necessarily have access to other mediums in the industry. And I think you can be so creative, so free, so liberated. And I think it's really important that we teach the kids proper ways to capitalize on it. So thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for joining us.
Been a pleasure as always, and stay tuned because we have our first special guest next week as we talk about agents.
Dun, dun, dun. Duh,
it's the big one. We'll catch you next week, guys. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.